This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins.
Oh!
Monday Roundup.
This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Yes, it is. This is the wildest ride in the wilderness, and it is everything that you missed over the weekend. If I don't cover it, then it didn't happen.
No Israel in this one.
Okay, fine. Once in a while, there is something that has happened that is not covered in this segment. But this kind of thing is definitely covered today. The infamous white Ford Bronco carrying O.J. Simpson in a low-speed chase across Los Angeles after the murders of his ex-wife and her friend may finally be up for sale.
Gross.
The 1993 SUV's three owners told a website called Clicked that they plan to cash in on the new interest. Yeah, gross. Following last week's death of the disgraced NFL great. They said, before OJ passed, we had always thought that this was going to be the year we were going to sell anyway, because it's the 30th anniversary, right?
Oh, yeah, naturally.
Luckily. One of the owners said that, who knows, if we're all going to be around for the 35th anniversary or the 40th anniversary.
What a freak thing to do.
Isn't it?
He was running from law enforcement because of a double murder. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I was looking to see if Ford Bronco had a Twitter account, an X account. I wonder if they've been laying low. It's got to be hard to be, Broncos, I really like the way the Ford Broncos look as a vehicle. I would be interested in one if it would fit my whole family. But, OJ dies and Ford Bronco, they go out and they tweet a little two eyeballs looking to the side or something like that. They didn't. I'm looking for an account and I don't see one. Got to be hard for them to just be like, just stay away from your keyboard. Just don't go near it. Don't be tempted. Not going to do it.
Now, if you're wondering what they expect to sell it for, because right now, apparently it sits in a museum, a crime museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The last time they were given an offer, it was for $750,000 for that Bronco. They're hoping to double that now. $1.5 million.
That's inflation. That's
$1.5 million. Yeah, nothing's really
happening.
It's just that the dollar buys you less. So there you go. If you're interested in buying it, might be for sale this year. All right. Now, this one, I had to get the pronunciation correct from our very own Ethan, who's filling in today. Boban Marjanovic. Mm. Is a man of the people. Brad, are you familiar with this story?
Maybe.
NBA player.
Why are you asking Brad?
Well, because he's a sports
NBA?
Guy.
NBA? No.
Yeah, sports guy.
No.
Sexist?
Well, you're a sports girl. Are you familiar with this story?
Yes.
You are. The Houston Rockets center purposely gave fans.
He's like 10 feet tall.
He's 7'4". He's a big dude. Gave fans at Crypto.com Arena, a rare yet iconic parting gift in their season-ending win over the Los Angeles Clippers on Sunday afternoon. He gave them free chicken. So Marjanovic intentionally missed a pair of free throws in the fourth quarter.
Ethan, come here. Go on.
Ethan, come on in. And this is a promotion from Chick-fil-A that if a visiting player misses two consecutive free throws in the fourth quarter of a game, this is what happens.
Be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to anything. Beaumont's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people.
You think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
That's pretty fun. So he missed the second free throw on purpose. No, don't know if he missed the first one on purpose, but he did miss the second one on purpose. Everybody gets a free Chick-fil-A sandwich in the arena.
Ethan, ruling, sexist or not sexist?
Pretty darn sexist.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, dang, Ryan.
That's why Ethan's here today. Just to keep Ryan in line. it's one of those sports ball stories, Brad. You want to know about this one? This is one of those round bouncy balls. Let's just sit here and be quiet about it.
Do you want to know about the basketball thing?
Let the men talk about the sports.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Gotta make
a sandwich. Sorry, Annie. Man talk.
You know what I regret doing is saying, Brad, you're a guy. You like this kind of stuff.
Exactly. That's really the only place where it turned sexist for me.
The part where he makes it overtly sexist?
Yeah, that was the part.
All right.
I'm looking on my cut sheet here, and I don't have the Caitlin Clark sound from this weekend, which is fine. But the Caitlin Clark SNL beatdown on... I don't even know who the SNL guys are.
It's Jay something.
There's a white guy and a black guy.
Yeah.
And they
Colin's the white guy.
Yeah, and then the black guy's name, I think, is Jay.
I think he's funny.
Yeah.
But she came and she made fun of him, and it was funny. In a very, like, what Ryan kind of did to me way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. No, that was a good sports story that you just brought up. That was cool.
I wouldn't know.
I was going to say. Yeah, I don't know. Biden administration is cracking down on light bulbs as a part of their climate agenda.
Is this for me, or is this, like, home improvement?
No, this is, like, home ec stuff, so
okay. That's
cool.
All right.
The Biden administration.
Could you do a story on gas stoves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'll really weigh in.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, actually, Kennedy did a whole segment on this on Fox News about all the different things that the Biden administration is trying to get into your house and in your kitchen to change. This is the latest one. Department of Energy announced their new standards for general service lamps, which include the most common types of residential and commercial light bulbs. So, yeah, they're coming after your light bulbs, making common household appliances, in their words, more efficient. It's one of the most effective ways to slash energy costs and cut harmful carbon emissions.
Aren't modern-day light bulbs the worst?
Oh, man. Do they take a while to get brighter, or is that just in my head?
This was an Obama initiative.
Yes.
And I don't remember exactly what we had to go away from and to, but we legitimately in my house call the squirrely light bulbs. Those are called Obama bulbs in my house.
Really?
Yes. Like my kids would be like, it's got an Obama bulb in it. I'll be like, no wonder it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you have the type of lamp that needs to sit on the bulb, you can't use those swirly ones. You can only use them for certain
outlets.
Doesn't
it sit under the bulb and you screw the light bulb? You're not supposed to sit that on top.
I don't
of the
know
bulb.
Household stuff. I'm but, a guy.
I mean, I don't have.
Or like Mr. Fix It stuff. How many Ryan Wiggins's does it take to change a light bulb? We don't know.
Yeah,
the world may
depends
never
on the
know.
Type of light bulb.
But for me, I don't know. I don't mind the LED bulbs, but those fluorescent swirly ones are absolute garbage. And you can't even just throw them away.
Super toxic to get rid of.
Yes, that's the other thing. You can't just throw it away.
That's how you know they're liars. I hate those bulbs.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.